Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kif Chuf Gimel. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Kif Chuf Beis, Ummid Beis, Tuna Rabunan. We're exploring how right the din of Bechoyre is. Everybody knows the din of the Bechoyre takes Pishnai, he takes double. So if he has only one other brother, you have one Bechor and one brother, instead of dividing up the estate into two parts, you divide it into three parts, and the first brother, the Bechor, gets two, and the second one gets one. And that's easy. What happens, however, if there are six brothers altogether? Bechor and five more. We want to know. Do we take the whole estate and only divide it up into six and to seven portions? Give this Bechor two portions, and the other five portions. So therefore he's only gotten Pishnaim of one of them. Each one has only gotten one portion. He's gotten two portions. He's gotten Pishnaim of any one of the other siblings. Or do you say possibly that you take the entire estate and he gets Pishnaim of everybody altogether? And therefore you have to go and divide up the whole estate, two-thirds, one-third. Bechor gets two-thirds of everything, and everybody else gets one-third. Because Pishnaim just doesn't mean one brother, it means Pishnaim of everybody. That's the Gemara's Shaila. Tana Rabban, lost is like Pishnaim. The Torah is Oktach, you give the Bechor Pishnaim. Pishnaim ki echod, at ki echod. That you give him two portions like one. In other words, two times one. Atoyim pishnaim ki echad, eini ela pishnaim bechol anechasim. Do you say pishnaim ki echad, meaning like one of the brothers? Or do you say, of everything he gets pishnaim, two-thirds? And says the Gemara, v'dinhu, and l'choira, I can be poshut by using logic. What's the logic? Chalkoyim echad, b'chalkoyim chamisho. That if he divides it up with one, or he divides it up with five other brothers, ma'chelkei im echad pishnaim ki echad, just like when he splits it up with one, he gets two portions, keneged the other one, he gets two-thirds, and the other sibling gets one-third, afchelkei im chamisha pishnaim ki echad, maybe there too, even though there are five brothers, or because there are five brothers, he gets one additional chelik, and he only gets shnaim ki echad, not shnaim like all the other five, but rather he only gets two portions of one. And therefore you divide up the whole estate into six, and he gets 2/6, and the other gets four, or if there are five, you divide everything up into sevenths, he gets two, and the other five get five, one portion each. Or maybe faket. Chelkoi im echad, chelkoi im chamisha. That we're going to compare his taking a chelik with one, meaning if there's only one sibling, to taking a chelik together with five other siblings. Ma'chelkoyim echad pishnaim b'chol hanachasim. Just like if there are only two brothers altogether, he gets two-thirds of everything. Av chelkoyim hey, if he's being mechalik, if he's subdividing together with five others, it's also maybe pishnaim b'chol hanachasim. He gets double, not just one person, but double everybody. So everybody altogether, whatever they get, he gets double that amount. How are we going to be poshut? Talmud loy mezuk de braisa. I'll bring you a raya from four psukim. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do I need four psukim to go and tell us the halacha? It's Talmud loy. The first pasuk is v'hoya b'yom hanchili es bonab es asher yieloy leyuchal abakir benu ahuva al pnei ben asnua habachor. Now this whole pasuk, explains Rishbam at the top, is totally unnecessary, because the very next pasuk after that says, "Ki asa bechor ben asnua yakir losis loy pishnayim." That was the pasuk that we quoted before. Bechol asher yimotzilai. So you look at the top Rishbam, kulei kroyaseru. The entire pasuk is ibrik. Doksi basrei ki asa bechor ben asnua yakir losis loy pishnayim. So what do you need this v'hoyu biyoy manchili as bonav eis asher yieloy layuchal avakir? Just say the second pasuk. Zok yimaratay ribs and nachla eitzel achin. The extra pasuk comes to tell you that there is a big nachla for the bonav. V'yibiyam manchiloi as bonav. Don't think that we are taking away virtually everything from the rest of the brothers. No, the rest of the brothers still get the very large majority of the Yerusha. The only thing that he gets is a double single portion. He doesn't get a double portion of everybody. He gets a double single portion of one of his brothers. Sat ribsa nachla eitzel ach. Ho ein alecha lodin kiloshin ha'achroin, el kiloshin ha'rishin. Therefore, we learn like the first tzad of the ibaya, not that he gets two times everybody, but two times one of the brothers. V'yomer, I have another pasuk. Uvnei ru'uven b'chor Yisrael. This is a pasuk not in the Chumash, it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Uvnei ru'uven b'chor Yisrael, ki hu ha'b'chor. Ru'uven is the b'chor. U'b'challo yitzui aviv. Unfortunately, it was mechal yitzui aviv by moving the bed from one oil to the other oil. Nitna b'chayrosay l'b'nei Yosef ben Yisrael. The b'chayra was taken away from Reuven, given to Yosef. V'loylis yachas l'b'chayra. However, Yosef is still not referred to as the b'char. Reuven is the b'char. Even though Yosef gets the double portion that would have gone to Reuven. What double portion did Yosef get? Not only to Shvatim, but in Eretz Yisrael. They split up, they gave 12 portions to all the Shifteka, with the exception of Levi, because Yosef's Shevet was divided into two, B'nai Menashe got, and B'nai Ephraim got.
Each was, so you got two based on the fact of Shvat.
And therefore you can be poshut from this Pasuk.
You only give only two parts
of one, and not two parts of everything, because B'nai Yosef didn't take two parts, two-thirds of Eretz Yisrael. The only thing that they took was two portions instead of one portion among all the brothers. So instead of dividing it up in 11 portions, because there's no Levi, instead of dividing it in 11, they went and divided it up into 12. And therefore, Yosef's mishpacha got two portions, one Ephraim and one Menashe. Oh, Severaya from that posik. Boy, you might have another posik.
Yehuda.
I'm sorry?
It's
not that he gave it up, but Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef didn't go into Eretz Yisrael anyway. Yosef was delighted about the fact that his Einiklach are going to go and get not just one portion, but two portions. So big, big chalik. They're going to get tremendous amounts of land in Eretz Yisrael. Vo'imer. Another pasuk. Ki Yehuda govar bi'achov, ulenogid mimenu, v'abchor li Yosef. What's the gun to pasuk? Ki Yehuda govar bi'achov, ulenogid mimenu, v'abchor li Yosef. That Yehuda was the Geber Be'achob. In other words, he took eventually the Malchus, and he was considered to be the mighty warrior, so to speak, among all the brothers. However, the Bechayra went to Yosef. Says the Gemara, now in this Pasek I'm going to learn Mitag Zeyda Shava, Nemra Bechayra to Yosef, Nemra Bechayra to Toirois. It says in the parasha of Bechor, Loi Mishpat HaBechayra. So here it says Bechayra, and there it says Bechayra, Ma Bechayra, Murli Yosef, Pishnaim Ki Echon, that they got two portions in Eretz Yisrael. Abchayim will daira speech nam got two portions for all b'chayim throughout the generations. That's pasuk number three. And then we have another pasuk. Vo'aymer v'ni nesati l'choshchem achar alachecha. Asher l'kachtem yaro amoyer b'char b'ovekashti. Says Yaakov Avinu, ani nesati l'cho, I gave you, Yosef, shchem achar, one additional portion over everybody else, and I was the one that took it away from the Amori b'charbi b'kashti. So now the Gemara goes off a little bit for on a tangent. You think Yaakov Avinu went and fought with a sword and with a keshes, with a bow and arrow? The cherub is not going to help me. The keshes is not going to help me. El charbi zo tefila. Kashti zo bakoshen. And even the Targum Unkelis on the pasuk says, "Betzloisi uveva'usi." That with my tzloisi means with my tefillah, and veusi means my bakoshen that I ask. Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to the kol yankif, and that's how he was able to go and vanquish Emori. The Yesh Meforshim, the three things they say, Bishem Kotzke. Why is bakosha using the term of kashti the keshes? What does it have to do with bakasha? So he says that the reason why it's called bakasha is that just like a bow and arrow, for those of you that ever use a bow and arrow, as you know, when you pull on the arrow, the more that you pull on it, then the further it's going to go. If you only pull on a little bit, it's just going to go twice, 5 inches. If you pull on it very far, it can go twice, a few blocks. Same thing as the gabi tefillah. The more fervor you put into your davening, the more you pull the heart in the davening, that's the farther the tefillah goes. It's one of those tefillahs in one of those shuls, not here, Chas Hashem, on the west side, other places, where they go, and the davening goes, 5 inches. However, if you put in a lot of fervor in davening, the tefillahs can go far, far away, all the way to the Kisei Kovet up to Shabbat. That's the connection between the bow and arrow and the bakasha. Okay, so Frey Tetzi Gemara. We went through four psukim. One by Yaman Chili as Bonav. We got to Bnei Reuven. We had Ki Yehuda Gov B'Yachov. And then we had Van Anin Satel Chosh Chamachar Alachecha. Frey Tetzi Gemara, my boy, what do I need all these psukim for? V'chitei Mahai. The very first pasuk by Biyam Nachili as Bonov. You said that we're learning from that because that pasuk is Ibrik. But I need it like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiku diyasa. What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiku? We had yesterday in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiku said a Gevaldig Chiddush that if a person has a number of sons, or a person has no sons but he has a number of daughters, and in each case he said I want to give leben ben ben habonim or lebas ben habonois, even though min haTorah he's mechuyev to go and give to the entire set of boys or to the entire set of girls. If he decides to go and isolate and identify one particular one and say I only want to give Yankel from all of my boys and only Tishprinza from one of my girls, in a case where there are no boys, just girls, what's the halacha? Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiku, this is entirely permissible. We're going to have it in Mishnah later on. But the Gemara already quoted it yesterday. What's the basis of that drush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiku? How does he know? From this pasuk, v'hoya b'yoyim hanchiloi as banav, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows a person to be manchel lebanav. A person can go and give a bequest to his kids. What do you have to give a bequest to your kids? It's automatic. The person passes away, automatically it goes to the kids. That the Torah has come to tell you that you can be manchel one son among the others. Oh, so I need that pasuk. If I need that pasuk, I don't have the limud for us, the guy with the din of Bechor. Therefore, I would think, v'chiteima, hi, the brechma break with the also, and therefore I need another pasuk. Toshima, I have a second pasuk. Uvenei Reuven Bechor Yisrael. Now, that pasuk, of course, is talking about a historical event about Yosef HaTzadik. The lashon of pasuk is that ubechallo yitzui of Ovid, because Reuven sinned, nitna bechayrosai levnei Yosef ben Yisrael. So it says the word bechayrosai. So you want to learn from that bechayrosai all generations. Now where does it say the word bechayra in the Torah? It says by the Pishnaim, loy mishpat ha bechayra. It doesn't say bechayrosai. It says bechayra. Maybe you don't have a drasha b'chayim b'chayrasai, and therefore you could not learn from this pasuk. Toshema, that's why I have pasuk number three. Ki Yehuda gav bi'echav v'ha b'chayra li'oisef. Oh, so it says b'chayra. How do I know that Yosef in fact got Pishnaim of Echad? We're trying to be poshut our shaila. What's our shaila? The shaila is that it's a Pishnaim ki Echad or Pishnaim b'chol anachasim, all of the brothers. The five brothers, he would go and get 2/3 of all six. Everybody else would go and get 2 portions. He'll get 4 portions because he's going to get 2 portions of the five brothers plus himself. So, Beit Imara, we're talking bring a nice raya, b'chayr from Yosef. But how do we know how much Yosef got? So, Beit Imara, Toshimai, have a pasuk, b'nina satel cho, shchemachar alachecho. He got one additional portion. Since he got one additional portion, so I see, that's b'chayr, we also get one additional portion. Amalei Papa Labaye, ein medik labi alma. The word shchem in this connection means portion. Fine. But it doesn't say how big the portion is. Maybe the additional portion is that in addition to one chelik in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov said to Yosef, I'm going to go and give you one additional shchem, which means one beautiful palm tree. Oh, beautiful leaves. You'll be able to get lulavim every single year. You'll have a few dates every year. Who says shchem means a totally second chelik? Rishbam says the Gemara L'Choyra could have asked the other way around as well. The Gemara could have said, maybe the Shechem Achad Al-Checha means that he gets taka 2/3 of all the Nechasim, not just a single small individual portion, similar to Reuven's portion or Shimon's portion, but maybe one portion that equals Reuven and Shimon and Yehud and Yisachar and Zvulun and Dan and Nosher and all the whole business. So it doesn't say clearly. All Shechem just means one additional portion. I don't know how big that portion is. Says Rishbam, that we knew could not be the case from yesterday's Gemara, because 2 days ago, the Bnei Yosef complained and said, ay, 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 we don't have enough room for all of our kindalach. What are we going to do? And Yeshua ben Nun says, I have an Eitz HaTayva Kamashlan. You should all go and hide in the forest because of the potential of an Ayin Hara. And then the Gemara said, we don't need, we don't have a problem of Ayin Hara, because we're Yosef, Ale Oyin, Oile Oyin, V'yid Gularoi, we're like Dogim Shemayam, so we don't have a problem of Ayin Hara. But we see from that Pasuk, the Bnei Yosef were complaining they don't have enough. So Kon resigned that they got 2/3 of Eretz Yisrael, and still not be enough, when everybody else had also very large shvatim, and they should be complaining that they got too little, not Bnei Yosef. So we knew in that direction we don't have to worry. The only question is, Hani Noshchem means a full additional portion. Maybe it just means an additional tree. You would say in the Pasuk, Ephraim Menashe, Kiruvein, the Shimon Yuli. The Ephraim Menashe will get just like Reuven and Shimon, and therefore the additional portion is not one additional dekel, but one additional like another Reuven or like another Shimon. Rishbam points out, L'choira, this Pasuk is better than all the other four Psukim, because it's saying Ephraim Menashe, what's their portion going to be? Like Reuven and like Shimon. Doesn't say that they're going to go and get 2/3 of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to go and get Ephraim like Reuven and Menashe like Shimon, or Ephraim like Shimon, Menashe like Reuven. But the point is, they're going to get portions which are similar. Rishbam says the reason why the Braisa doesn't bring that pasuk, because that pasuk we knew, that's a milta de pshita. We still didn't know exactly how to interpret it, and therefore we relied on the other psukim to be feeders to understand this pasuk. If you look at Rishbam in the middle of the Amud, Kiruvin and the Shimon, it's about 2-3 lines further down. Kiruvin and the Shimon, Kineged Shnei Shvatim Ukidemarim. The Shvatim is Palik Dehainu Pishnaim Kiachat. Therefore, they got two instead of just one portion. They got two portions, like Reuven and Shimon. V'Haidlik Amud Bebraisa V'Oimer Kiruvin and Shimon Yuli. That would be a nice pasuk. Hainu Mishum the Milta the Pshita Leilatana Yoisem Idai. These two psukim are written in close proximity to one another. This giving you Shechem Achad Alachecha, and then Ephraim Menashe Kiruvin Vishimanli. These are very close to each other in the Torah. So we knew Upirusha Dahukrahu that the pshat in the pasuk of Shechem Achad Alachecha means Ephraim Menashe Kiruvin Vishimanli. Hekalichosh Lahaskir Zilkei Beravu. That pasuk, everybody knows, we didn't need that pasuk. Therefore, we have the other psukim to try to fetch out, fish out what the answer is to our original question, Pishnayim Ki'echad, or Pishnayim B'chol HaNechasim, and the ma'isa we paskin, Pishnayim Ki'echad, not Pishnayim B'chol HaNechasim. Kiruvim v'shimen yuli. There's a famous Balaturim. Balaturim says that Ephraim Menashe, Kiruvim v'shimen yuli, Ephraim Menashe is the exact gematria of Reuven v'Shimon. However, if you do the math, you'll see that it's off by one. I think it's 732 and this is 733. You can do homework at home. And the Oilam brings a raya from that. Palaturim after was a Rishon, that we see from this that when it comes to gematrios, you can always add the koil. You can always be off by one because you add the word to your sum. And therefore, we see from this that when it comes to gematrios, it doesn't have to be precise. Anytime I tell you about gematrios, he added a koil. So nuj gefelech, that's a balaturim that you're allowed to do that.
I'm just understanding if the final pasuk is so clear. Ephraim and Asher, like Reuben and Shimon. Mm-hmm. So and Yosef had two children. So I don't understand how the question. If we have that pasuk at the end, why is it answering the shaila? I thought that. Yeah, why is the shaila even starting, I guess, is my real question. If we have that pasuk, which is so clear, why was this even a question?
Apparently the Gemara felt that this pasuk on its own is not enough, because you could say that Ephraim and Menashe, who are the Bnei Yosef, they will get a portion like Reuven and Shimon and Gad and Asher and Dan and
Binyamin. So it's not Reuven, Shimon, etc.
Exactly. And the pasuk just doesn't go through all the other names to shorten the lining a little bit and to shorten the daf a little bit. Anyway, on to the next Shnikli Gemara. And from here, Rabbi Isai, until middle of the Omid days, we're going to have nice Shnikli Chagadata. And the Agadatas are quite famous Agadatas, because Rashi brings them all in Chemish. Zok Gemara. Ruth, in case anybody asks me, Yetchem, on Monday morning, Tzedach Yom Zikurin, Pala's Memorial Day, Mitchem, the first minyan is at 7 o'clock. Zok Gemara, Bui minei Reb Chel Bui Mereb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Ma Ro Yaakov Shenoch Bechor Mi Reuven, V'nosno Li Yosef. Why Taka did he take away? Reuven is Zach the Bechor. why did we give it away to Yosef? Yeah. What's your question? Look at the pasuk that we quoted before. The reason is because he was mechali to Yaviv, the master with the bed, with the oil. So Eibazoi, Freitas the Gemura, what's the Shaila? Elamarosh, Nitno li Yosef. The question is not why it was taken away from Reuven. Reuven did his sin. But why did he give it to Yosef? Give it to Binyamin. Give it to somebody else. So tomorrow, Emshchol Moshe Lamadav Dagna. Ah, Shaina Moshe, the Balabai, Shagidel Yosef Matech Bay. So you had a Balabas that brought a Yosef into his house, and he ate him off Kahad of it. He supplied him with all of his food and all of his needs. Liyamin Baruch Hashem, years later, Ha'ashir Oisi Yosef, that Yosef Baruch Hashem became nice and wealthy. The Omer Aneyu the Balabai is Menachosai. I'm going to go back to my Alta Balabus and show my appreciation and my gratitude by going and giving back a nice present for everything that he did for me, that he was Megal. What does it have to do with us? The same thing applies to Yaakov Avinu and to Yosef. Yaakov Avinu came to Yosef, he didn't have a job, he just came as a refugee into Mitzrayim, and Yosef said, don't worry, I'm going to support you, I'm going to give you everything that you need, don't worry about anything, food and lodging and this and that, the other thing. So Yaakov Avinu was very, very appreciative. And now, years later, he said, you know what? I'm going to go and give him now a special portion. What's that special portion? What I would have given to Reuven, the Chedek HaBechoira, I'm going to give it now to... That's the double portion that he's giving now to Yosef. Ah, the Chushev portion. Amalei, so the Chedek is a good candidate. Amalei, the Elav, the Chot Reuven, the Mahani, the Yosef, the Meidam. If that's the case, you're telling me it's only because Reuven sinned, and now we have that extra portion hanging around. What am I going to do with it? Who should I give it to? Should I give it to Shimon? Not Shimon. Should I go and give it to Yehuda? Should I give it to Yisrael? I'll give it to Yosef, because Yosef, after all, he helped me out. And what happens if there wouldn't have been such a double chedek of Reuven? We wouldn't have given it to Yosef. He has to go and show his appreciation even without that additional portion. Rather, he said, different Russia. What's the reason why the chedek b'chayda went from Reuven to Yosef? Because Reu Yehoisem b'chayda lotzis merachel. The truth of the matter is it should have come out from Rachel from square one. Tichsev, Ayla told us Yaakov Yosef. The Ikra told of Yaakov is Yosef, and as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, we all know that Yaakov was really supposed to marry Rachel, but Rachel gave the simanim over to Leah, and that's why he married Leah first, and then Rachel second, but he really was supposed to marry Rachel first. Had he married Rachel first, then presumably Yosef would have been born first, and therefore Yosef would have been the Bechor. And therefore he was just machzer to Leah, and he gave it to Yosef, who should have gotten it anyway. Anyway, the Chsebele told us Yaakov Yosef. The Ikka told us of Yaakov was to produce the Yosef Tzadik. Ella, what happened? She caused Mesa Leah Barachmim, because Leah went and was Mespalel. We don't know yet what she was Mespalel, but we'll see in another couple of lines what this is referring to. Because of her Tfilis, Umitech Tzniyas Yosef Bab Barachel, and because of the Gevaldige Tzniyas Barachel, when we say the word Tzniyas over here, we really mean the tremendous Chesed that Rachel did for her sister by giving her the simanim. The reason why it's called the tznias, presumably because this was done in such a hidden fashion that nobody knew about it, especially Yaakov did not know about this, so she did it in a very, very concealed way that nobody should know. Echzira Kadosh Baruch Hu Lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu returned the chelik b'chayda to her from Leah, from Reuven, and gave it to Yosef, son of Rachel. My call was Leah Rachman. Who said the Rachman that you're talking about? Leah was mispal. He said the ainy Leah rakos. The eyes of Leah were kind of weak and soft, which seems to be a derogatory term. Right, my rakos. What do we mean by rakos? Ilay merakos mamish. Efshe begnus behemitz meilei diber kosev. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks in the Torah about a non-kosher animal, the Torah is very careful not to say anything bad. Doesn't say, so you see how gingerly Kadosh Baruch Hu is treating a behemah tameya. About Leah, would we say that she is not pretty, that she has ainet Leah rakois? Ella, rather the pshat is omer abluzar, shematnoi seha arukois. The word rakois means that the matonis that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her are very extensive. What are the extended matonis that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her? Zochta Rashbam, that she was zoichet, that she's going to have Yehuda, who's going to have the Malchus, and she was zoichet to have Levi, that has the Kahuna and the Leviyah. So therefore, she had gewaldige matonois, that's Leirakois, the matonois of Kahuna, Leviyah, and Malchus. That's one shot. Rav Amali Oilam Rakis Mamish. No, no, we really see Rakis, that the eyes were unfortunately very, very watery and very soft because she was constantly crying.
Tender.
Tender. Oh, that's the right term. That's the tender term. Shkoyach Adilin. Tender.
Cheerful?
Tender. But then they bring Rashbam that says tear. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. What's the tears and what's the tender all about? This is not meant in a demeaning or derogatory way. This is meritorious. She would pass by the corners and she would hear people that have nothing to do. People would say, ah, Rivka has two sons. Who are the two sons? Yaakov and Esav. Lavan has two daughters. So it makes sense. Gedolah Gadol Uktana the Katan. Gedolah, of course, would be Leah. Ktana is Rachel. The Gadol is Esav. The Katan is Yaakov. That means that Leah is going to go and marry Esav. Boys, Yeshev is al Prashas Rachel. She didn't have the benefit of a Chumish, so she sat there also on the corners outside. Umashalas, and she started asking people. Aha! It seems like I'm going to be destined to go and marry the older son. Godel Mamasav, what type of guy is he? They said, Ishrahu, Malastan Briois, he's a holdupniker, he's a gangster, a mafioso, a no goodnik. Cotton Mamasav, what about the cotton? Ishtam Yoshival Mafaina Benteira, Bazitzan Land, Atam Chocham, Yere Hashem, Yere Shemaim. Voice of Boicha, and she would cry so much at Shinoshu, Risa Enel, until her eyebrows, her eyelids, or the eyelashes, Shkoyach, all never fell out. And that's the Einalei Rakos, and that's their art school commentary, that tender means teary-eyed. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, V'yar Hashem ki snua leia. My snua means snua. Ilem is snua mamish, that she was snua, that Yaakov Vino hated her, or other people disliked her. We have the same kasha again from the Behema, Asher Nenet Tahira. Are we going to say that she was Chas Shalom Sonoi? Leah means that Leah had a sin against, not against Esav personally, but against the Masim Haroim of Esav. And because of that, Yiftach Hazrach, Kodesh Baruch Hu listened and opened up her rechem, and that's why she was Zoicha to the children. She was a wonderful person. What was the tznius that Rachel had that we said that Rachel helped out her sister? That he happens to be the brother of her father. Who was the father of Rachel? Was Lavan. Was Yaakov a brother of Lavan? That's part of the same pasuk. Vali ben achois of Yehu. He is not a brother of Lavan, but rather he's a cousin of Lavan. Is he a cousin of Lavan? Ben achois of Yehu. I'm sorry? Let's see how it works out. We have Psuel, and Psuel had a son and a daughter. One son was Lavan, and the daughter was Rivka. Lavan gave birth to two girls, Rachel and Leah, Leah and Rachel, and Rivka gave birth to two boys, Esav and Yaakov. So what would that make Esav and Yaakov vis-a-vis Rachel and Leah? Would they be cousins or be nephews?
First cousin.
For sure. So the Gemara says, "Kechi Avihu." You're telling me that Yaakov Avinu was a brother of her father of Lavan. Vale ben achois Avihu. He was the nephew, as Barry just pointed out, because he's the son of the sister of the father of her father, because her father was Lavan, and he is the son of the sister of Rivka. So what does it say, Achi of Yehu? El Amallah, he said to her, minchisli, will you marry me? Amalayat, Avav will marry you. Miu bat, says Rachel, but one asterisk, one footnote. Abba Ramo, my father's Aramai, Lavan Arami. V'lo yachlisli, you're not going to be able to go and convince him otherwise, and unfortunately, you're not going to be able to marry me. Amrullah, my Ramu say, well, what's the Ramboys? Amrullah, Isli Achsa de Kshisha Minoi, I have an older sister, meaning Leah. Flaminzili, Mikama, he'll never allow you to go and marry me first. Lo Yusa came in Kamani, Lusse says that's Ira, Lefne Habachira. Amrullah, Achmi Ramboys. That's Achi of Yehu. I happen to be on par with him when it comes to trickery. Here's a chatzadik. How can you do trickery? You have to go and fight fire with fire. In Rome you do like the Romans, and therefore if I have to deal with Lavan, he thinks he's a rabbi, I can out trick him. Anyway, Masala Simonim, says Yaakov to Rachel, we'll have a secret pact. I'm going to give you the Simonim so that if and when Lavan is going to try to do a Maser Amois, I'll know whether it's Leah or it's Rachel. There won't be an issue. Anyway, kikom aili lo lelea, when after the chasana, Lavan went and turned the lights out and sent Leah in to Yaakov, Savra, now Rachel thought to herself, hashta michzva achsoi, my sister is never going to have tremendous, tremendous busha, because Yaakov is going to say, where did the simanim? She's not going to know, and he's going to throw her out. Masasinu nilani, she gave away her simanim to her sister.
Can you imagine? Physical things or words?
The Gemara doesn't explain. And that's what it says in the pasuk. See how secret the simanim are. The Gemara doesn't explain it. I think there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that explains it, but it's not. If you have the Sefer Shari Aron on Chumash, it's like 10 or 12 volumes. He talks about what the simanim were. He brings rayas from various places, but you don't find it in the standard text, so to speak. You don't find the Gemara or the Mefarshim here. Find the simanim that says in the pasuk. That in the morning he woke up, oh, it's Leah. Until now she wasn't Leah. She was Leah since she was born, or at least since the first Kiddush when they called her Leah. When the first, when the Gaba made, gave the Mishabera. Presumably it was before my times, but you know, ask Yair, he would know. Gesundheit. El mitoch simonim shemazala Yaakov l'Rachel, umasasala Leah. The simonim that Yaakov gives to Rachel, and then Rachel gives to Leah, Leah the Yodala, Adi Shat, only in the morning did he realize, this is Leah and not Rachel. It's a very famous story Rashi brings in the Chumash, and all children know about it, they teach it in school, etc. Anyway, so with this we end for the Alep Sikim. Now the Gemara is going to talk about another pasuk. To do an zera into some tavart on a very difficult Rashi in Chumash, which is related to our Gemara. Rashi in at the end of Parshas Noach talks about Yiska. Who is Yiska? Says in the pasuk, Yikach Avram the Nochor lehem Noshim. Avram and Nochor were two brothers. They both got married. Who did they get married to? The two daughters of their third brother. Third brother's name was Haran. He had two daughters, Milcah and Yiska. Yikach Avram and Nochor lehem Noshim. Avram and Nochor got married. Shem Eishes Avram Sarai. Avram married Sarah. Vishem Eishes Nochor Milcah. And Nochor married Milcah. Bas Haran, the two daughters of Haran. Avi Milcah, Vavi Yiska. What do we see? Well, stop. That's what it says in the pasuk. Now, who's Yiska? Everybody already screamed out. Barry said, it's Sarah. How do I know? Zot Rashi. Zusara al shame shesoicha bruach hakodesh. Number one, she had ruach hakodesh. Vishahakoil soichim biyofya, and everybody would go and comment of how pretty she is and how attractive she is. Now, Freiter, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, these two pshatim lechayra don't really go together. This should be lechayra. V'oid pshat, v'oid yeshloima, dover acher, soicha bruach hakodesh. And everybody commented about how beautiful she happens to be. It's pasnish. This is rochnis. This is gashmis. It's Hashem shesoich beruach hakodesh. Number one. Void yishloima. Dover acher. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu. There should be another pshat. Shakol soich miyofi. How do these two go together? So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, a very, very beautiful pshat. He says lechoira. We should find in the Torah that just like it says by Leah. The Einei Leah Rakois, it should say the Einei Sora Rakois. Why should it say Einei Sora Rakois? Because whenever Sora went to the Parashas Drachim, she should have heard all of the Leitzim standing on the corners that have nothing to talk about. They apparently already talked about the weather, and they didn't learn the daf. So what did they talk about? Oh, Haran has two daughters, and Terach has two other sons, Avram and Nachar. And we know the meaning is, so probably the older one will go to the older one, and the younger one to the younger one. Avram is the older brother, he's probably going to go marry Milcah. Nochor is the younger brother, and therefore he's probably going to go marry Yiska, going to go marry Sarah. So Sarah should have asked, Who's Nachar? Ah, Nachar. Ah, no good Nikar. Who's the old one I'm from? Tzadik Gadol. So why don't we find that Sarah Nebuch was crying, Eine Sarah Rakos, Eine Yizkar Rakos, oh yeah, I'm going to go and fall into the hands of Nachar. The answer is because she knew that all of these people don't know what they're talking about. Because Sarah had Ruach HaKodesh. So she knew from an early age that she is going to go and marry Avram. And as a result, she didn't have Eine Sarah Rakos. Because since she knew that she's going to get married to Avram because of her Ruach HaKodesh, Mamayla, that's why she remained in her beautiful beauty and attractiveness as she was as a young girl. She didn't have to go through the Eine Sararakas like Eine Veirakas. And therefore, that's why the two pshatim work very nicely together. Yiska is Sarah. And our shame, Shasaych Ruach HaKodesh, because of the fact that she had Ruach HaKodesh and she knew she was going to marry Avram and not Nachar, Shakol Seichem Yafi. As a result, people continue talking and saying about how attractive and how beautiful she is. Many years later, because she never had the Eine Leia syndrome or problem. But Yosef Chaim Zonnebeck. Anyway, back to our Gemara, three lines from the bottom, and again the Gemara is going to bring other famous Chazal, which Rashi brings in Chumash, which we spoke about the other day in the Gemara as well. Abba Khalifa Kruya Mireb Chia Bar Abba. Rashbam says that this has no direct connection to the previous Gemara, other than, since we spoke about Yaakov and the children, we talk about another passage about Yaakov and the children. If you add together all of the Yoytzim Mitzrayim that went together with Yaakov Avinu, you'll see that there are only 69 altogether. Yet it says at the end that all of those that came with Yaakov, together with the three, that's Yosef and his two children in Mitzrayim, everything adds up to 70. But it doesn't add up to 70. It only adds up to 69. Try it out. Go through the Psukim. You see it only adds up to 69, not to 70. Amalei, so he answered him to Oima Hoysa Im Dina. Dina was really one out of two. Atzvilling, the chassidus of the pasuk, the ace dina vitoy, was the extra the ace dina vitoy, the ace comes to say that there was one more, even though it's not mentioned in the Torah, that was number 70. Grad, Toysis brings Choyim. This is another famous chazal, that every one of the shvatim had a to'ima, and therefore you'd have to add another 12 to the cheshvan. The fact that the Torah doesn't add those, apparently our Gemara is disagreeing with that Gemara that holds that each one of the shvatim had an extra time. Otherwise, Torah said there were 82. Why is there only 7? Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda. To'ima hoisa in Binyamin. If you tell me that the ace adds one more, then you have Binyamin, the ace Binyamin Achim. So there should be at least one more to'ima, and there should be now 71. The ace Binyamin Achim ben Imai. So the ace. Omar, he answered him, Magolus Toifa Hoisa Biyadi. I had a beautiful pearl about the Mavakish, lovely Mimani. You wanted to go and take away that pearl. Meaning that the pshat that you said is unfortunately not the correct pshat. Hachi Omar Abchama Barachanina, Zu Yechavet! Chayrasa Bederach Vidosa Beinach Hoimais. Yechavet is not mentioned. The reason why she's not mentioned is because her mommy was carrying her in utero, and she was only born after they entered through the gates into Mitzrayim. She never says the pasuk. She yolda oisa leiv mitzrayim. What's that? She yolda oisa leidasa b'mitzrayim. Made her us mitzrayim. She was pregnant already. The mommy was pregnant already. Ala derech, and she was only born when they actually reached Mitzrayim. So therefore, 70 included the fetus, included yoichavet, and that's how we got the cheshbon the other day that she was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, because the whole stay in Mitzrayim was 210 years, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he led Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he was 80. So 130 plus 80 was 210. Why does the Torah refer to her as Bas Levi? Because all of the simanim of a young lady returned to her, even though she was 130 years old. Anyway, what does it say in the pasuk after that? That Yaakov decided now is time to move on. The full lashon of the pasuk is "Vehikasha yolda Rachel es Yosef v'yer b'Yaakov alovan shalcheini v'elchal mekoyim l'artzi." Now that I got Yosef, let's move. He didn't wait until he had Binyamin. And right after Yosef, now it's time to move. Pray tomorrow, Maishna Kisyal Yosef. What's happened yet? The Yosef was born that he came with this decision. After all, he had already been 14 years in the clutches of Lovan. Was pink yet? Now it's time to move.
Negative uncle influence.
Amalei ra'a Yaakov Avinu she'ein zarishel esim nimsa elabiyad zarishel Yosef. Yaakov Avinu knew based on Nevuah, based on Ruach HaKodesh, that he will only be able to go and vanquish Esav through Yosef and his kids. Shemar, Moya be'eth beis Yaakov eish, uveis Yosef lehova, uveis Esav lekash. Rashi brings this pasuk in Chumash as well. That beis Yosef is going to be that big lehova, that big flame, that will consume the stubble, the kash of Esav, the hay of Esav. So therefore, Yosef is born. Let's move now against Esav. Great Gemara, you're telling me that the key person to defeat Esav is Yosef and his progeny and his kids. So we see that David HaMelech, as most of us know, came from Yehuda. Didn't come from Bnei Yosef. So it says that David HaMelech was the one that smote Amalek and the other Einikluch of Esav. Amalek. So he answered him, Dakar Yucha Navi, whoever told you this pasuk from Neviim, very nice, told you pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, this is your tzad yesterday. Whoever told you this pasuk from Shmuel from Navi, Leikariyach Ksuvi, obviously he didn't go and teach you Ksuvim, he only told you not Nach, but the Na part of Nach. The Chsiv, like it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yavim, the Lechzei El Tziklag, when he went against Tziklag, Noflu Olav Mimenashe. And now the Gemara brings a whole number of names, which are a little bit difficult to pronounce, but in Divrei Yavim, it's Edna V'Yozeved, V'Diayel, U'Michael, V'Yozeved, V'Elihu, V'Tzaltzi, I think it is, Tzaltzi. Okay. Roshi, U'Alufim, U'Alofim, Asher, L'Menashe. So all of these people, Belechtoi, when he went to go and fight the battle against Esav or against Amulek, he took Nephilim Menashe, he took from Menashe all of these Choshevim, these were Rosh Elofim, presumably all generals, and they were all part of Menashe. Menashe, as most of us know, was the son of Yosef. So we see that to go and be victorious against these Chavra, against Amulek, but Esav, you need for the Bnei Yosef.
David is listed twice.
Maybe there was a cousin. Mosav Rav Yosef. Oh, so Rav Yosef, I guess he was taking on for the Shevet Yosef. So he asked now, Umehem min b'nei Shimon holchu lehar seir anoshim chomesh meos. And again, we have a whole bunch of difficult names. Uflatya, Unaaria, Urefoya, the Uziel b'nei Yishi b'roisham. What did they do? Says the next pasuk. V'yaku she'edus apleita la'amolek. So who were the ones that went and fought against the Amalek? Bnei Shimon! All of these, Platya, Naria, etc., etc. So we see, it's not the Bnei Yosef, it's the Bnei Shimon. Rav Bashila, Yishi, Mbnei, Menashe, Osi. That pasuk that we just quoted, at the end of the pasuk it says, V'uzil, Bnei Yishi, Baroish. Oh, Bnei Yishi were at the heads, they were the generals. Bnei Yishi. Who are the Yishi? So Timara, Yishi Bnei Menashe. Chassid says, "Berach Bnei Menashe, Chayfer v'Yishi." Oh, so I see, even though Bnei Shimon went there to go against Amulek, but the secret weapon was that they took along Bnei Yishi Beroisham, the general Yishi, who came from Bnei Yosef and Bnei Menashe. With this, we conclude the Agadata, and we start on Halach again. So far, the halacha for today is very, very straightforward, very simple. Tana Rabbanan, we continue talking about a bchar noitul pishnayim, v'zroya u'l'chayayim u'bekeva. Zroya u'l'chayayim u'bekeva is not a mitzvah that all of us are familiar with. Most of us, when we see the words zroya u'l'chayayim u'bekeva, they automatically think, oh, this is talking about karbonos, but it's just the opposite. This is only talking about chulin. Anytime a person goes and checks an animal, the Torah says he's supposed to give v'zroya u'l'chayayim u'bekeva to the kehanim, to a kohen. Zroya would mean the arm, the chayayim are the cheeks, keva is one of the four stomachs that you have inside a behemah. How come we're not knowing this today? So there's a machlokes in Masechtas Chulin, whether the din of zroya l'chayayim v'keva applies in chutz la'aretz or not. L'choyre, it should apply, because zroya l'chayayim v'keva is not a mitzvah sekluyas v'aretz.
There's no gifts in
Chutz La'aretz.
But that's
Chala.
You don't have to give to
a client.
You have to share.
The Chala that we have here in Chutz La'aretz is Rabban. All the other Mrs. Tzlius Ba'aretz are such as Trumas and Mises, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, all of that is in Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, but this is not mitzvahs to lose baritz. These are behemoths. Behemoths, you have behemoths in America too. You don't only have behemoths in Eretz Yisrael, you have behemoths throughout the world.
Do they give in Eretz Yisrael, they're
mechuyev
in?
One step at a time. First, we're addressing chosatz. So, the Gemara in Masechtas Chulin says, Amar Rabbi Loi, no din is chayav chayav akeva in chutzlaritz. Why not? Nesina, we learn up a din of Zerel Chayev that you're supposed to yitnu lakoyin, and there's another din of Nesina by Truma, yeah. Just like Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, Zerel Chayev Akeva is also in Eretz Yisrael. Azoy Zuk, and Azoy, and the in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber says, you have a chiyuv Zerel Chayev Akeva even in Chutzlaretz. Zuk the Ramah, however, the Yesh and some disagree, the Yesh Holkin. Kach Noagin, that's our minigin chutzlar, that we do not give Zerel Chayev Akeva because of that Rabbi Loi in Masechta Schulin, because of Nesina, Adrosha, Nimor in Masechta Schulin. Vos is made, so of course, until recent generations, everybody lived in chutzlar, so therefore there was no din of Zerel Chayev Akeva. Question is, what about Eretz Yisrael? That's a very good question. I assume that they are not makbin Zerel Chayev Akeva. What would be the reason why? The reason is because you have to give it to a Kohen. Nobody knows for sure who the Kohanim are. So if Kohen wants to come and say, please give me the Zerel Chayev Akeva, you can go and say, my Shechir Olav Arai. You want to go and get it? Go and prove that you happen to be a Kohen, since nobody can prove today. So presumably, that would be the Heter. Perhaps they also go and take Yad Akum B'emtsa. Maybe that would also pass to them, just like by Bechoyra. Sorry?
What do you mean?
What about the din of Bechor?
You have a
non-Jew as a shutef. So the halacha is that if a person owns an animal and that animal has its first bechor, it's not really the male animal, but it's the female animal. Peter rechem, not only b'bnei Yisrael but behemas b'nei Yisrael, you have to give that to the koyin. And if you have a peter chamor, you have to go and also give that to the koyin. However, you can go and be poided with a set. The reason over there is so what's the eitzah, so to speak, not to have to go and give all of your bechorim to kahanim. So you're going to tell me, hey, same thing we just said now that hamoyseh chelo v'raya. But it's a different pshat over here, because by bechor you're not allowed to have hanoah from a bechor. Bechor has a din of kodshim, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have hanoah at all. And anybody that takes a bechor and uses it for plowing or uses it for meat, you're being moil behegdish. So how do you get around that, since you're not sure who the Kohanim are? And if you knew who a Kohen was, what would the Kohen do with that Bechor? Because the Bechor has to be brought for a carbon unless and until it gets a mum. You can live your whole life until the Bahaimi gets the mum. So what they do is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin as well, in other places, that if you have Yad Akum Emtza, Yad Akum Emtza means that if you take a Shutif Agoy, even for 1%, or even at a half of 1%, or whatever, so then it doesn't only belong to a Jew, it also belongs to a Goy, and by a Goy, then there is no din of Bechayim. So perhaps the same head to the halves of Zerel Chayim Akeva. But the Ma'is says, Dr. Ramah, that we're not knowing in Chutzlar to give Zerel Chayim Akeva, although they say the Shem Chassam Soifer, the Chassam Soifer was Makbid, even though he lived in Prishvog, he lived in Chutzlar, he was Makbid to give Zerel Chayim Akeva to a Kohen. Good. So the Bechor takes two portions of the Zerel Chayim Akeva. In other words, a person passes away, he leaves over Zerel Chayim Akeva. Then the Bechor gets two portions. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, what do you mean he gets two portions? He has to give it to the Kohen. He doesn't even get one portion. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Kohen. The Gemara will ask that momentarily. Mekdashim, the same thing applies to Mekdashim, that if the father left over the Hamas Kodshim to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bechor gets two out of those behemoth kachim. The Gemara will ask again, it doesn't belong to the father. It's not part of his estate. It's kachim. It belongs to the Gizbar. We'll talk about that shortly. He also gets two portions of the shmach that comes after the father passes away. Now this is somewhat problematic because we know that Eim Bechor Noitel Beroy Kim Bemuchzik. What does that mean? It means that a Bechor only gets a double portion on any Nechosim that were there at the time that the father passed away. Because the Pasuk says, Bechol Ashi Matzela. It's got to be Matzu. It's got to be there when the father passed away. Here we're talking about even the Nechosim that only came after Misavim. Oh, so the Brisa said, don't get so upset. Keitzad. He niach lehem avian para muchkeres. U muskeres biyadachayim. What happens if a father had a para that he had lent, not lent, but leased or rented to someone else? Oy shohis roya ba'afar. Or this behema was, roya was grazing out there in the pasture. The yolda, and it gave birth. B'char noitel pishnaim. Because both of these are hanois that come on their own. The fact that the father had signed up a 1 year lease for this para, and the person is only paying at the end of the year because ain schidus mishtalemus el lebesoif. So now rent day comes and he pays the rent. That the bechor gets pishnaim, even though a lot of the rent may have accrued only post mortem after the father passed away. Makes no difference because this was already built into the pre-existing contract. Or if it's roya ba'afar v'yolda, the behema gave birth, ul tzibachar noit v'shnayim. Aval, however, if the children, the yesoimim, the father passed away, and they didn't immediately divide the estate, but rather the yesoimim invested money in the property, banu batim, they built houses, not to krum, or they went and planted vineyards or other types of produce. Because here the Yisraelim put in their efforts. We will explain this in a moment. We start again from the beginning of the Brisa. It says the Bechor Noit Vishnaim, Mizrach Chaim Akeva. Pray to our high Mizrach Chaim Akeva. Hey Chinami, what is it talking about? Idi Asili De Avua in Pshita, meaning if the father was a kohen. And the father got the Zroi L'chayam V'keva matanois from people that shechted animals. So they got these matanois. Okay, the pshita, of course the koyin, the son, the bechor, gets a double portion. Just like he gets a double portion in any other nechosin that belonged to the father, she gets a double portion of Zroi L'chayam V'keva too. It's just any part of the nechosin. Elamai v'd'loyosri v'avuayin, be telling me that the Yisrael had intended giving the Zroi L'chayam V'keva to the Kohen. However, he never got a chance because the Kohen passed away. It's only Royu. It's only Roy. So even if the person comes to Menachem Uvel, to the children, and says, I had this all ready to go and give to your father, and Nebuchadnezzar heard the terrible news that your father passed away, and now I'm giving it to you guys, but he never gave it to the father. He's now giving it to the children. It's only Roy. It's even less than Roy, because he didn't have to give it to this guy, and he could have given it to anybody. Roy means that it was destined to come, it just didn't come at the time when the father passed away. This wasn't destined to come. If the 100 kahanim, he could have given it to any kohen anywhere. We're talking about that the father that passed away was what we call makir kuna. Makir kuna means he was, in a sense, best friends with this Yisrael, and the Yisrael always gave any one of his matodas to his favorite kohen, to this particular kohen. Oh, and it's talking about udishtachet b'chay davon. It's talking about that the shechit already took place. So Zroi L'chayam V'keva was ready for delivery. That even though they were not lifted yet from the animal and they were not handed over yet, but nevertheless, it's as if they were handed over. Makir kahuna. Oh, so that's the chiddush, that this is not considered to be roy. This is considered to be muchzak because makir kahuna, and the behemoth was already geshachted, and the Zroi L'chayam V'keva is already in the shopping bag, ready to go and be delivered to the kohen, and the kohen passed away. In such a case, it's not roy, it's muchzik, and the son gets a dumb portion.
If he gives it, too many times, there's a chazok, then he gives it to him.
That's the makiri kahuna. That's the word makiri kahuna. But it's not enough. What happens if the person has live animals, he hasn't shechted yet, and now he's going to shecht it during the Yemei Avelis, or a month later, and he says, I want you to know, for years and years I was going to give it to your father, and I'm going to continue giving it to your son. The bechor wouldn't get pishnayim, because a chazok is only on ready for delivery, not that the potential what's going to happen in the future. Good. Zokti Moravaita. Now we spoke about Mugdashim. If the father left over Kodshim, then the son also gets a double portion. It's not his Kodshim. It belongs to Shemayim. It belongs to the Gizbar, to the base of Megvish. Every Marbe Kodshim Kavali Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Oh, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Those Mammon Balim Hu. That you can go and be Makadish Isha. If a person is a Chosin and he wants to marry his wife, he has no rings. 47th Street is closed for the day because of Memorial Day. He can't get a ring. And it's the Chosin is that night. What is he going to go and do? He can go and give a kodshim. He can go and give this behemoth kodshim. If he had a regular behemoth, that's no problem. I mean, it wouldn't be such a glamorous thing to give to your colleague, to give her a behemoth. However, he didn't have any behemoth chulin. So he says to his wife, I'm being mekadesh you with kodshim. It's Lashon Noipal HaLashon, I'm going to give you. But only according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, because it's moment valuable. He couldn't give him, for instance, a Chattas or an Oila. Give her a Chattas and Oila. You'd have to go and give Dafka Shlomim, because it's moment valuable.
If you were a Kohen, and he's eligible to eat the meat of the Chattas,
it's still not mum and balam. You still have to go and bring the base. Maybe you should still mum gevaya. Exactly. This sign says the brayis molam al b'Hashem. The rabbi is kochim kalim shehein mum and balam. This molam al b'Hashem is referring to the din of a person who has to bring an asham gezelois that he stole from somebody else. What did the person do? Nefesh kisach to molam b'Hashem v'chichish b'misoy v'pikodoin oy b'sumas yod. Somehow or other, he cheated somebody else out of money. Parshat Shad is talking about a loan, or he's talking about he stole from him, or he took from him a bikado and he didn't pay his wages. Rabbi Yosef Glili throws one more in. He says, even if he took the other person's, kachim kalim. It doesn't belong to him. So Rabbi Yosef Glili is right, it does belong to him. How do I know? Because it's molam mal b'Hashem. I wasn't moil Hashem, I was moil against this individual by taking from him his loan, taking a loan and not paying it back. I took a begon, I took a gezel. What's the moil about Hashem? Oh, that was kachim kalashim, mom and bound, libri basically. Next case of the Bryson. Hiniyach lan aviyam parum muhkeres muskeres biyad achirim. It was leased to someone else. What is in between muhkeres and muskeres? Rishbam says muhkeres is the machtis schar. It's like an arisus. You're going to go and use my animal, so you have to go and give me 50% of the improvement in your property. And muskeres means a regular dover kotzev adzman ployni.
Okay, many times in Ezekiel, okay.
You're right, and the Hakiris there is just the opposite of the Hakiris over here. Because normally when you talk about a farmer that takes in a sharecropper, you give it to him by Hakiris ubis arisus. What's arisus? Everybody knows. What's Hakiris? Hakiris means he gives him a set amount, 10 bushels per month. Right? Here's just the opposite. Here it's Mukheris Utzerishbam is Lemachzischar. He takes a percentage. You can use my animal, no problem. But if your property now gets more produce, more productive, and more profitable, then you have to go and give me some of your profits. So it's just the opposite of the normal chakiris that you're talking about by a field, chakiris you're talking about by an animal. And muskeris is regular schiris, you have to pay him whatever amount that you make up, $100 a month, $100 a year, to go and rent the other person's animal. Anyway, beginning back to Imar. Voshteta, if Hinich and Avian, Paramukheris, Mskeris, Biyad Achayrim, Oishoi Zeroi Bafar, if the animal was grazing out in the pasture, the older, and it gave birth to another animal, the Chor takes a double portion both by the Mukheris, Umskeris, Biyad Achayrim, as well as the animal that was grazing. After all, it says the Feirish that this animal was in the hands of and under the control of and in the possession of Achirim. Nevertheless, he gets a double portion. Amris Shokil, you tell me that he gets a B'chor B'shnayim. Roya B'afar, the animal which is under the control and in the possession of his father. It was grazing out there in the pasture. What do you say that if it's Yolga, he gets a double portion? It's mamish. It's much more muchsik than the case of the animal that's muhkeres and muskeres biyad achayrim. It's much more muchsik, not, and much less ro'oi. What's the chiddush? How come hashmalon the muhkeres and muskeres dumya de roi b'afor? Ma roi b'afor shvochadim meilakasi. When the animal gives birth, it happens on its own, mezoina, and I didn't have to have any overhead. Why didn't have any overhead? Because he didn't have to even give mezoinas. The animal was grazing there out in the pasture, which was free to everyone in Mokum Hefker, so I didn't have any overhead. He doesn't have to provide any expense, any capital, zero. He just rents it out, and he says, this is a triple net lease. You have to go and pay for all expenses, and go and give me, at the end of every month or every year, whatever the amount is. 1 second, slowly. That's the end of the price. Zok the Brisa. So another 3-4 lines. Zok the Mamani. Who is the Tana of this Brisa? It's Rebihi. Now, the Gemara didn't repeat the final part of the Brisa. The final part of the Brisa was the Bonu Batim and not to Kramim, then Eina Bechor Noitel Bishnayim. What's the difference between the animal being Biyad Achedim or the animal giving birth Bafar and the case of the Bonu Batim not to Kramim? That difference is Rabbi. The side it says in the Brayis, "Ein b'chor not b'shnayim b'shevach shishavchu nechosim le'achem mizaviyan." Anything that happened post mortem, the b'chor does not get p'shnayim because that's ro'uy and not muchzik. Rabbi Oimer, Oimer ani, it depends. B'chor not b'shnayim b'shevach shishavchu nechosim le'achem mizaviyan. If it happened on its own, avloy b'shvach shishbichi yisoyim le'achem mizaviyan. If it's something that happened automatically, l'marshal our case of Mukeres, Mukeres. Then on the payment day, on the rental payment day, that he's going to pay rent anyway, that the Yisoyim didn't have to do anything. The animal was pregnant when the father passed away and the animal gave birth. The Yisoyim didn't have to do anything. Then the Bechor Noit will be Shnayim, that's considered to be Muchzak. However, in a case where the Yisoyim went and they planted Krumen, or they built Batim, this didn't happen automatically, then he's not Noit Peroik and Muchzak. In that case, who makes that distinction? That's Rabbi. Therefore, the Braisa we just finished is Rabbi He and not the Rabbanon. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.